Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello and welcome to the Champions League final preview. This is the final European match of the DFS season. If you play MLS, this is not the end of the year season. You still have plenty to look forward to. But for me, Luis, maybe I'll dabble in MLS. I haven't decided yet, but Luis Pacheco is back for the final. Luis, welcome in. You are our La Liga expert, Atletico Madrid expert. So we'll see what kind of bias you give us here. But Luis, welcome in here.
Hey, welcome in here. And I'm a big fan of Mbappé these days. So now you know my bias. So. Anyhow, man, it's been a tough season. EPL has been not kind for me. I know it's been great for some of you guys, so that's awesome. And Champions League, it's just what it is. I feel that no more testament than Real Madrid in the final. I don't think they have much to do being in here, but you know they have Benzema and they keep winning. But you watch things. I mean, we're talking before, like since PSG knockout round, they have been, I'm going to say, extremely lucky. even against Man City. I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, in Manchester, they should have lost. Any other team would have lost that game 4-0, but they score a goal. Manchester City all have a lot of key injuries, like not right back, so Vinicius can do whatever he wanted. And then on the reverse game, the first Rodrigo goal, I mean, it's like you cannot even make that in a pool table. So I don't know if you remember, Carvajal took the cross, hit someone in the head. I think it was Benzema or Casemiro, and then he hit Rodrigo on the head, and he went in, and you know, game over. So. Saying that, you know, hey, one more chance. I mean, Liverpool again, obviously. I mean, I think the injury gods are rooting for Real Madrid. They lost. Salah seems okay for the weekend. I mean, I'm not sure he can play full time. But Fabinho is in bad shape. I'm not sure if Van Dijk is in good shape either, but we'll see.
So you're saying Real Madrid are lucky, but can't we also say Liverpool are kind of lucky if we look at their schedule? So they beat Inter Milan, Benfica, Villarreal to get here. Real Madrid, maybe they're lucky, but they, you know, they got past PSG, Chelsea, Manchester City. So, you know, what's the difference here?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it's not Liverpool's fault that, you know, they get to play Villarreal when Bayern Munich can get the stuff done. But definitely, you know, like it helps their schedule was easier. We're going to omit the Real Madrid cakewalk of a group. You are first or second. It's a big difference. Real Madrid could have played a bigger team. But anyhow, hey, we're here where we are, and there's 90 minutes to, well, probably 120. I feel this might go long. So we'll see. Yeah. First time doing a strategies for this for a DraftKings for a Champions League final. So first question for you: how do you feel about the two goalkeeper strategy?
Yeah, so I don't know if you watch any of my solo pods. I did the showdown pods for I think it was just the semifinals, but I did those kind of on a whim and got enough reception that I kept doing them. But with
Nice.
those, I kept looking at Saramek's lineup, and he always had double goalkeeper in his cash lineup, and I'm pretty sure he did in the Manchester City Real Madrid games,
Yeah.
probably in Liverpool Villarreal ones. Definitely in Premier League, he always has at least one goalkeeper in his cash lineups. So that will be something that we can consider.
Yeah. I'll let you my take. I mean, one thing that don't wanna blame anyone here, but Saramek and another guy have always the same line. No, one have the goalkeepers, the other don't have it. But anyhow, they can edge or whatever you want to do in your strategy. My take is like if goalkeepers are more expensive than the fullbacks, play the goal. Don't play the goalkeepers. If the goalkeepers are cheaper than the fullbacks, so like in this game, I'm on the fence. I know it's supposed to be low scoring, but paying 6,000 for Courtois, and I'm not sure Alisson. How much is Alisson? Let me find out.
He's a little higher, I think 68, 66.
Yeah, I mean, Alisson as a fa I mean, if a favor, I can see 6.6. Courtois seems expensive, especially when you can play Toni Kroos for 5,000 or Carvajal for 4,000. So, I mean, I like the idea of the two. I mean, Courtois has been central to Real Madrid run. He's probably one of the best goalkeepers now this season. So, nothing wrong with that price, especially if you think the game might go to extra time. But I don't feel that there's much upside paying for 6,000 for Courtois. I mean, you can get lucky, but I mean, the floor is not there if you don't. So,
Okay, okay.
saying that, yeah. So saying that, I also feel that outside that, like Benzema is a little bit pricey, but he always delivers. I mean, I like TAA as a captain. I believe that wouldn't be popular. Maybe Robertson as a saving salary, considering that they are pretty much the same. It's just TA has a little bit more upside because he takes more direct free kicks, and I feel like he's more confident on his game to take more shots. But
Yeah, so before that, before I want to get in cash games first, I
all
just want to
right.
bring up for injuries here. I believe Alaba is going to be good to go. He's been training for a couple weeks now. He didn't play last Friday, their league match, but it didn't matter. So there's no reason for him to play.
Yeah.
Real Madrid should have their number one squad. As you
Yep.
said, Salah, he'll probably start, but we'll see how far he can go. That's
Yeah.
probably one of the big questions. And then Fabinho in the midfield. If Fabinho doesn't start, Liverpool, I think, are going to be at a disadvantage there in the midfield because it'll probably be what because we also have Thiago, who I guess
Thiago is out, yeah.
maybe he'll start, but I don't think so. We'll see how his injury shapes up this week. But so they have Thiago, who probably not ready for 90. Fabinho probably not ready for 90. So we're gonna have like Keita, Henderson. Like, is Curtis Jones going to be in there? So I think Real Madrid have an advantage in terms of that. But I mean, we look at the odds. I just want to bring up that the odds are kind of almost similar to what we saw Liverpool against Chelsea in the FA Cup final 2 weeks ago. And for that one, I thought that, Chelsea had an advantage in the odds. Like, look at them for like a double chance over 90 minutes, a draw no bet over 90 minutes. Because like, why are Real Madrid favored by having an implied goal total at 1.65 compared to 1.27? Why is their implied goal total like that? Is that just because of their, a Premier League side and that's kind of, built in the odds? Because, I mean, when you include the injuries, and sure, I mean, Real Madrid, maybe they're lucky to get here, but if you look at Liverpool's schedule this season, they actually don't have a win outside of, the PK wins against Chelsea. They don't have a win against, a truly elite team this season. So why is Liverpool such a big favorite here?
Well, I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, Real Madrid hasn't won convincingly, right? They are Toni Kroos has a lot of problems. He lose all. Real Madrid, a right back side is not hasn't been good. You add that to mean, Real Madrid overall feels like a flawed team, whereas Liverpool, I mean, yes, I mean they are. The FA Cup went to the penalty shootout, but
Wait, is this
Liverpool,
your bias coming in?
no, not at all.
They're a flawed team. They're in the Champions League final. They won La Liga easily. They're flawed? Come on.
Well, if Real Madrid wasn't not flawed, why is Valverde playing as a right winger? So,
Because that's his
is it?
position.
No, it is not. It is not. It's just to block the right fullbacks. It's just, I mean, Ancelotti does the best he can with the team, but you have Vinicius, which has been great. I mean, Vinicius against TA might be a good challenge to see. One good reason to maybe consider Robertson as a captain, I feel. Modric is great, but he's old, and so is Cruz. And you gotta understand, I mean, in my position, and I'm not being biased here, but who is gonna dictate the gameplay? It's probably gonna be Liverpool, and Liverpool doesn't need his midfield to play. So the strongest Real Madrid area is gonna be bypass. Is Van Dijk in good shape? I mean, they can keep the field inclined. And it's just a matter of, like, I mean, I'm not honest to you. I mean, if Real Madrid were Real Madrid of 5 years ago with Ronaldo in prime, I would be different. Or Bale when they took over Liverpool, I would have thought differently. But today, I mean, honestly, I know they keep winning, but I just don't see it. I mean, Benzema is great, but Benzema by itself, what can he do? I mean, it's just going to be against Van Dijk. It's going to be a good game there. I feel, what is the main flaw that Liverpool will have? Like that center of midfield, is Thiago is not there, is Fabinho is not there. They're going to try to go against Konate. So you have Vinicius and Benzema trying to play that side, which has been very dangerous for Real Madrid. That's what I feel. Saying that, I saw the odds. I feel the clean sheet odds are kind of low. So, I mean, I would put some money on that. It's like 28% only for Liverpool. I mean, this game feels like low scoring, but I don't know. Anyhow, I feel, I mean, I'll not be biased here. I mean, would you like to play from Real Madrid after seeing their performance against Man City or PSG, or I mean, I don't know who they eliminated before that, between PSG and Man
That was
City.
Chelsea. That was a Chelsea game. They got the was it
Yeah.
Benzema hat trick at Chelsea, I believe it was.
Yeah. Yeah, Chelsea had that problem too. And also, you were mentioning Chelsea game. So Chelsea Liverpool, I mean, I watched that game, and I mean, it wasn't much fantasy from Chelsea coming up. So I don't know. I think that,
I
I mean, I will
think.
take, I'll think Real Madrid can be a team like Chelsea, probably. So,
Yeah, I think it's a little different than Manchester City because I, like you said, I think Liverpool will probably dictate how this match goes, but they're not as, possessive as like a Manchester City to where like I don't think it's going to be the same as that to that extreme where both those matches, it seemed like, Manchester City were the better team. It just didn't happen until those final minutes there.
yeah.
Whereas this, I just don't think that Liverpool are the same. They're going to have 60 plus percent possession. So that's where I think the Real Madrid have a chance to come in. But bringing this into cash games here, you mentioned TAA, you mentioned Robertson. I have what I think is. That's assuming you don't want one of the goalkeepers. You're not playing for a clean sheet, but it sounds like you're playing for a clean sheet. You mentioned Toni Kroos earlier, but I think I have a pretty good build here with Toni Kroos captain. This is cash games, obviously. Toni Kroos cash games. I do want to say that throughout the knockout rounds, Toni Kroos, I'm not sure he was, 100% healthy. He did start all those matches, but he had something bugging him. I can't remember if it was like a groin injury or something like that. He wasn't really 100%. He went 45 minutes last Friday just to get some minutes in him. He's going to have, a full week of rest. So I think, that could help a little bit here. But I think as long as Toni Kroos is, 8 points, let's just say. Let's say if he can get to 8 points, I think that will be just enough in cash games because what Toni Kroos allows you to do, assuming you want to take this kind of method, you're going to get, of course, TAA, Robertson. You want those guys in there. but it's going to also allow you to get, if you want Benzema in your cash lineup, and then if you want someone like, if you want Salah, match with him, or if you want Diaz, match with him, and then I think you go down to, you know, a Keita or a Courtois down there. So I think if you captain like a Robertson or a TAA, you're not going to be allowed to get two of those forwards. So that's kind of the move there. You can get two of the high-end forwards, whereas the TAA Robertson move. What do you think about the Cruz captain? Is that just too risky of him maybe going 60 minutes and only having, you know, three corners and 4 points kind of thing?
I mean, Adam, I respect you a lot. I'm probably wrong. But Cruz is dust. He's going to play 50 minutes. And when the game's going to run over him, they're going to switch it for Rodrigo, and they're going to keep Valverde running behind those guys. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I mean, Cruz seems like a good play. I like the rationale because you can get better players. My point to you back is like, why not Carvajal? I mean, Carvajal have better points than Cruz. Uh-huh. I mean, do you think that, I mean, my point, I'm trying to think, I mean, I like the rationale. Let's go with a cheaper captain that can get me to the floor so I can get the upside forwards. And if that happens, I'll do well. My thing is that, I mean, maybe it's just a show, and maybe Cruz is going to show up this time and going to show me up, which is probably what will happen. But
I mean, overall, I still think you only need like 8 points from him, if that.
Has he ever gone to 8 points lately? I don't know. Let me check.
I think the rest helps. So that's kind of what I'm getting at, because he did have an injury over a lot of those knockout matches. If you look at his per 90 for Champions League, his per 90 is actually, his floor is better than Robertson's per 90. Of course, that includes, you know, an easy run in group stages, so that, you know, that goes into it. But I still think like you have the majority set piece taker, and that has to go into something. And I mean, he's cheaper. Why is he so much cheaper than Modric is? Is Modric like Modric's floor is probably the same. So why would you want to spend up on Modric?
I agree. No, I agree with Modric. Modric is more like the story that he's putting the team on his back, but you know. It's about popularity. I feel that I think people have been picking up Modric better for price. But I'm with you. I see Cruz. I mean, Cruz, right. Well, and Carvajal, both of them seem very similar to me. I can go either way.
I assume if you want TA or Robertson and your captain, you're probably not going to have Benzema in your cash lineup. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, I understand the upside, right? Like, it makes sense if you want to have Benzema. I mean, I want Luis Diaz as the first forward that I want, just because he plays on the right side and Carvajal has been having so many troubles.
Do you like Diaz over Salah for cash games?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, because I was on that train too.
It just feels that, you know, Diaz, I mean, they're going to play Mane as a false nine. Well, the Firmino spot. Mohamed Salah might be in good shape or not in good shape. But, I mean, the injury kind of, like, takes me a little bit down. So, I mean, Luis Diaz kind of in form on the right side of Real Madrid, which has been so productive. So, I like Luis Diaz better than Salah, but I would like to have both if I can. I know it's going to be tough, but, you know, like, I like where you're going. If you want Benzema, obviously just get Cruz. I mean, that makes sense to me. Like, Cruz can have some set pieces. I mean, who knows? Like, Real Madrid might push something, and, you know, he might rediscover himself. So I'm okay with that. So, you know.
Yeah, my thought was that he's probably going to be – I assume he's probably going to be around 50%. I mean, you just look at the scoring odds. He has around the same odds as Salah to score. So yeah, that means, you know, he has better odds than these other Liverpool guys to score. And yeah, like, you look at his numbers outside of that PSG match, really, you know, he's getting a floor of, you know, around 7 points, 7 to 8 points every match. And then you throw in a goal on top of that. And if he's 50%, like, if you don't have him, you're probably going to be on the wrong side of the cash line, I think. Wouldn't you think that, I mean, that's kind of what happens with, like, Salah lineups, really. That's kind of how the Liverpool showdowns have gone recently. He's been pretty popular. If he scores, if he gets to, you know, the 20 points, which when before when he was healthy, that's kind of what he did. And then if you don't have him, you're not going to, you know, cash, get in above the cash line there. So it's kind of my same thoughts with Benzema.
Yeah.
Probably a better floor than Salah. More likely to play, you know, 120 minutes than Salah. So that's kind of why I wanted him in my squad. But
yeah, Benzema is going to play the full match. I mean, we are – if Real Madrid have any chance, they will go through him. So,
yeah, so it seems like your cash build, you're going pretty heavy Liverpool. It sounds like 5-1 probably.
Probably 5-1. I mean, it makes sense to go – I mean, if I can fix Alisson, get a decent piece. The problem is, like, the only cheapest guys that I like are Carvajal and Cruz. So I'm not sure if I can get both. I mean, I might have to get both of them on the lineup. So I like it. It's a matter of, like, hey, captain Robertson or captain one of the Real Madrid guys and get Benzema. I think that's a good trade-off. I mean, I like where your head's at. I feel the Benzema is just, yeah, it just depends. Like, it's just, I mean, he's being great scoring goals, but if he doesn't, I mean, it's just hard to justify the price. But, you know, as you say, you know, put a story in your head. If you have only one lineup, I mean, to me, I feel heavy Liverpool makes sense, Faye Benzema. But if you have three lineups, you can probably do one with Benzema, one without it, and one with the two goalkeepers. And, you know, I think that will be my bills.
Yeah, so probably TAA will be the most popular captain in cash games. And then probably Robertson. And then, I don't know, Cruz might be there because of set pieces.
Yeah. Those are the three main, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it comes down to if you want, how many of the Liverpool forwards do you want? And if you want Benzema in your lineup, kind of a thing. So,
yeah.
And yep. I guess if you want one of the goalkeepers as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, yeah, that's a good deal. I mean, any punts you like? Casemiro is cheap. He might be good.
Yeah, he found my way into one of my lineups. I guess we can go to that now for tournaments. I found Casemiro into one of my lineups because that's what you get when you captain Karim Benzema, or if you captain one of the Liverpool forwards, you're going to be down there. So,
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For forward here, for a captain in terms of tournaments, Benzema probably the most popular, do you think? Do you think everyone will be going for those goals kind of a thing and don't care about pricing? They want the, you know, they want the possible brace kind of a thing. And because he doesn't have an injury, that maybe he'll be more popular than Salah, even though, you know, he's an underdog?
I think so. I think probably Benzema will be the for GPP is like the biggest captain choice. If I were someone, I will go with someone cheap like Naby Keita is doing great, and then you can load with forwards, and so you can hedge your bets. Feels that Carvajal as a captain is not bad. I'm not sure who's going to play left back. Is it going to be Mendy in Real Madrid? Probably, right? So
yeah,
but he's more like a center back than anything else. So
yeah, I think Mendy's going to sit back a lot. I would not expect him to repeat what he did against Manchester City, because I mean that was against what was that, John Stones and Fernandinho playing right back kind of thing. So he's probably going to sit back with Trent Alexander-Arnold there. So, I mean, he goes into the, don't use kind of build here, just in terms of that. But what about Vinicius here? So you already mentioned, Real Madrid going in the left side here, going in on the side where TAA is. You got to think there's going to be ton of counter opportunities for Vinicius, for Benzema in this spot. Would you think that something like Captain Vinicius maybe throw Benzema in as well, and then you have the goal upside as well, and then you maybe hope for the Benzema assist, something like that. They work something out on the left hand side. I mean, this won't be popular. That's kind of why it's an option, because Liverpool.
I mean, it's not a bad option. I mean, I think that if you want to gamble big, it definitely Vinicius and Benzema. I mean, rationally speaking, like, with Van Dijk in there, Liverpool really doesn't get that many counter attacks. But if there is a side that is going to be unbalanced, it's definitely TAA. So TAA is not a good defender. You got Vinicius, which is fast. Benzema, which is smart. They're probably going to try to go 2-on-1 on Konate. And let's see if they can isolate him. And they can probably generate some opportunity. So I think if you play Benzema and Vinicius together in a GPP lineup, it's very smart. It's the way to go.
Would you play Benzema without Vinicius? Or do you think those guys are that's kind of, combining those two guys?
It just feels that they feed into each other. I mean, I will have a lineup. If I have a Real Madrid lineup, I will have Carvajal, Vinicius, and Benzema just because Carvajal for the price, he gets up, and in Real Madrid is down one goal, they're going to cross to the box. I mean, they did it against Man City. They're going to do it. It's a final, so it's always like Liverpool is not going to treat this like a normal Premier League game. It's like Manchester City. They went down. Even against Atletico Madrid, they were cautious. So you feel that Carvajal might get his points. Especially crossing from the right, and you got Benzema and Vinicius on the other side. I mean, for me, those are the three guys you want to play. You add Cruz to the mix, and then you can play two Liverpool guys, I guess the two fullbacks, and that would be a very competitive lineup. So, yeah, I like that. I think Benzema without Vinicius is fine too, especially just because he's such a unit now. Like, he takes all the PKs, he makes things happen, right? But Vinicius is always a good out from Luis Diaz, right? So I put in Vinicius or Luis Diaz, which one you want to play? So you have Benzema, well, maybe go Vinicius instead of going with Luis Diaz. This in the case you think Real Madrid is going to do well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just hedge your bet, right? I feel Liverpool has an advantage here, but it's a final, so anything can happen. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's too difficult to put together a lineup if you want to spend on captain, no matter if it's a Liverpool guy, no matter if it's Benzema. Like, I think you can still get in a reasonable build here because you have like a Casemiro down here who has maybe, 5-point floor, let's say. You still have a Keita down there who still has maybe a 5-point floor. So you have these guys who aren't true punts, who have, pretty consistent floor for the most part, from a variety of ways. So it's not that this isn't like a slate where, like, if you spend up on someone, you have to go with, just a random center back kind of a thing and hope he doesn't get 2 points kind of a thing. It's not like that kind of a slate. So
I agree.
So I always have to go on these shows. I have to bring up the goalkeeper captain, because not only goalkeeper captain already one of my favorite plays in showdowns, but now we have the possibility of 120 minutes, and we have the possibility of PK saves. We have the possibility of all that. So if you had to captain a goalkeeper, it sounds like you would want to captain Alisson here, but what do you think? Would you rather captain Courtois or Alisson? Are
It's
you,
tough,
first
man.
off, are you a goalkeeper captain kind of person?
No,
It
I am
doesn't sound
not.
like, yeah, it
No, I am
doesn't
not.
sound,
I mean,
okay.
I am in Liga MX playoff, for example. I am in, which they, I know the odds are pretty high. There are not many shots, and they are kind of conservative here. I mean, I see the odds. They're kind of odd to me. I mean, sorry for doing that, but I mean, like Benzema, a 50% is scoring, well, 40% is scoring. Clean sheets at 20%. That just seems too low to me. I usually these teams play conservatively on the finals. And Liverpool is not a team that allow a lot of shots. And Real Madrid doesn't take a lot of shots because they can't. So I just feel that. I mean, if I'm going to captain one, I think Alisson, just because I feel that Liverpool have the better chance to keep the. To keep a clean sheet or to win, but if it's for upside, I mean, since Courtois might be the play, he's gonna probably face the most shots, and if Real Madrid can win or keep this competitive, I mean, maybe you hit goal. I'm surprised. I mean, my problem with this lay is like the prices are too high. I feel goalkeepers over fullbacks, especially for Real Madrid, and even over Cruz, it just feels a little bit too much. I don't know if we cannot odds tracking use, because if they use these odds for the algorithm, that something is broken, because you don't put up 60,000 goalkeeper with 25% win odds and 18% clean sheet odds. Those are $3,000-$4,000 territory, but you know. So yeah, my opinion, Alisson captain, I won't do it. You know, I have seen worse lineups winning stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, we see matchups like this where, at least in finals, we saw the Liverpool Chelsea finals. I think both those were scoreless in 90 minutes, and I can't remember exactly, but I assume there were some winners with, goalkeeper captain. I mean, we could have this match go scoreless in 90 minutes. We could have, one team hold a clean sheet in 90 minutes. So you get those possibilities, but then I don't know. I kind of like Courtois. I don't know. Like he's making a lot of saves.
Hey,
Liverpool have less rest. They have less health. Salah isn't completely healthy.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
Like we could see, what if this was scoreless in 90 minutes? Courtois makes four saves, that kind of a thing, and then it goes to PKs or something like that.
Yeah, totally.
I mean that's probably enough, really. I mean
It is. It is, absolutely. I'm not saying it's not. It just feels that.
do you think it's possible where we see a win and clean sheet for Real Madrid, or you think that's just out of the realm?
Oh, obviously it's possible. I mean,
Right.
I don't know the odds of that, but I mean, considering the clean sheet odds and the win odds of Real Madrid was like 1 in 10 out of a man, maybe less. I don't know.
Yeah.
But look, I understand all the romantic and rational, but if you think it's 0-0 and he gets four save, well, I mean, obviously that's a good output. But if it's 0-0, Carvajal gets 3 points out of five. Carvajal have a lot more upside, and for cheaper. But if you don't need the money, obviously, I mean, we're talking about GPP lineups. It makes sense. I like Courtois for upside much more than Alisson, obviously. I think Alisson have better chance to win 2-0, but it's not great for the salary. So, you know, I'd rather take the upside of one of the strikers, or maybe take the floor of one of the fullbacks, Robertson or TAA. in my head, Robertson might feel a little bit safer since he's not going to have as much attack on his side, since Valverde is going to line up as a right winger. But, you know, that means that maybe, you know, TA does better. But, you know, I like Robertson as a captain just because of that. Like, he doesn't have to take care of Vinicius Jr. So it might be better for, you know, he might be able to go closer to the box and, you know, the crosses will count instead of like don't count. So,
do you prefer Robertson in cash games as your captain over TAA?
I do. I think just because of the savings, I mean, the savings can take you anywhere. And I feel that, you know, he has a better path to be in a higher position than TAA, considering that, you know, Mendy is going to be better defending and then Vinicius is going to be trying to play, you know, on the pocket and TA leaves behind. So we'll see. I mean, I have nothing else to say, man. I mean, what else do you like anyone to score? Konate has been scoring, but I mean, it's more expensive.
Are we just going to give out center back goals here?
I mean, it's just more expensive than Courtois, right?
This is Tuesday. Do you have a favorite tournament captain that you've been eyeing, or I mean, it sounds like you're in Liverpool, so
my favorite captain is Carvajal for tournaments, without a doubt.
I'm really surprised that you're Carvajal a lot here.
Without a doubt, is the cheapest guy that can get to 10 points I can ever find.
All right. I mean, you're talking about Cruz's performances, but Carvajal's performances.
No, Carvajal is terrible in defense, but I mean, I'm not playing this game here. I mean, if I want the best player, I will be playing Van Dijk, but hey, this is not our game. It's about...
I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to come around with your Carvajal love here. I'm trying to figure it out. His only really good matches in Champions League were against Inter Milan and then, I guess, Sheriff Tiraspol here.
Well, but think about it. Like, you know... Let's look at the logs, right?
Even when they're pushing that game against Manchester City, he had 7.3 floor points in 120 minutes.
He could have an assist, right?
He could have, but he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. But you know, like, look at the minus play. He plays the full match, and he have a chance of clean sheet. How many corners Real Madrid have? So it's just. I mean, for me, I mean, you can put Cruz in there. I just think Cruz is not going to last the full match. He just can't. And I know that Carvajal will play.
You're completely avoiding Valverde, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's just another central midfielder playing on the wing. I mean, think about it. I mean, at that price, if he can give you three good forwards, why not? Like, I mean, I can totally see Cruz instead of Carvajal. I'm not sure if the $1,000 on captain savings will take you anywhere. I just feel that, you know, at this stage, he's safer than Cruz. Just because I don't think there are many set pieces coming for Cruz. I also think Liverpool is a dominant team in the air compared to the other teams that Real Madrid has played. And, you know, I don't know. I like Carvajal at the price. I think that for potential, for an upside, and for floor. But as a captain for GPP, so you can play whoever you want.
Did you ever consider Casemiro as your spend-down captain?
I don't mind Casemiro. I like Casemiro when Real Madrid can move the field towards the opposition. I like when Casemiro gets in the box. I just don't see Real Madrid in a position of being dominating this game. I just don't see it. I mean, so Casemiro, when he doesn't have time to step onto the box, he's just going to be putting fires out, trying to help the center backs with you know, Liverpool attackers, similar to Man City. So you have a guy that maybe, you know, he get an opportunity for a set piece, but it's not a constant positioning in the box that can give you points, I feel. So, I mean, I like Casemiro. 3,500 is great, but I don't know. I feel that to go down there, unless I can get, like, I don't know, maybe Benzema and Diaz and Salah and the two fullbacks, maybe I'll go do that. It's a fine. I'm being wrong all the time, so, you know.
All right. We got a lot here. We got a lot of talk. We have a couple disagreements, but that just gives you more options to think about.
Yeah, so. Obviously. Yeah.
And we need options. We still got four days.
You think Real Madrid is going to win? I mean, I just don't see it, but I haven't seen it since they played PSG, so, you know.
Yeah, I put up my betting article yesterday, so if you like my thoughts, check out that article. There's a couple bets that are on Real Madrid's side, so look at that. But I just feel like, just in terms of betting, I guess, if you like Liverpool, like how are you going to bet them? Are you just going to bet them to straight up win? Are you going to bet them to win big? I mean, they're plus 115 to win in 90 minutes. Something, again, I keep coming back to, they haven't done this season. So,
yeah.
I like
Liverpool to win in 90. 115 doesn't seem bad.
Okay.
I like the under on corners. I think I saw how much were corners, like 12, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, so I like the under on that.
Corner bets have been killing me, so I'm gonna stay.
All right, we skip them. Yeah, I'm gonna skip that. I like Liverpool to win 2-0. So that's I'm not sure Real Madrid can score, but you know, worse things have happened. I'm not sure if I like the under. I feel Real Madrid is a sneaky team. They can score one goal, so they're under 2.5. Obviously, you know. I'm not sure if there is another price in. The under 3.5, probably too pricey. I like that one.
I think the win to nil is, I'm seeing plus 285, so you can get a pretty good number on it.
I like the win to nil. Yeah, that would be my bet. Book it. This is not financial advice, by the way.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. All right, Luis, this is it. This is the final European match of the season. Again, we still have the Liga MX finals, which I think it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Thursday, I think.
Thursday to Sunday turnaround? Okay, so.
Yeah.
You got the Liga MX.
MLS, and then this conference is coming, international tournaments.
Of course, yes, international tournaments we got.
Soccer never ends, man. Soccer never ends.
There's I know CONCACAF Nations League is starting in a week from now. Oh, we got a lot of Nations League.
I won't be watching that, but hey, you know.
All right, that's it. We tried to talk about everything for the Champions League final, and I think we did for the most part. We did talk about pretty much everything here, but yeah. Luis, you can find him at Pache Goal on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. And as I always mention, we got the cheat sheet, rotowire.com/soccertrial, free 10-day trial. No credit card required. Currently, we just have the big game, the DraftKings and FanDuel clean cheat sheets up for the big game. There will be some more stuff up as usual. But Luis, it's been a fun season. I think we gave out some quality information to the people. I know on our Premier League shows, we just killed it. Ryan Belongi just took down the king of the pitch for 100,000. Okay. One of our subscribers. One of our subscribers finished second in the main contest. So we're having a lot of success at RotoWire, and we're going to extend that success to Champions League, which is why we're all going to captain Courtois. And
I was going to say these guys, go Mbappe.
All right.
Oh, man, sorry. Sorry, Real Madrid fans. I mean, you always win, guys. You'll be fine.
I'm actually surprised that Luis is not wearing his Atletico Madrid kit.
I forgot it. I just didn't have time, but I was going to do that.
All right, Luis. Thanks for joining me. We'll see everyone next season.
All right, everybody. Take care.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.